Why didn't he have a class of water with new professionals?
Headshot.
This is a podcast. No, it's not. This is a podcast.
No, it's not.
This is a podcast.
No, it's not.
This is a podcast.
No, it's not.
What's up, everybody?
Another one.
That's right, another one.
Spring Break 2K17.
We back, baby.
Episode 2
of No It's Not, a podcast.
Guess what? We're sober this time.
We're sober.
No drinks. Not even soft drinks.
Not even
no drinks. We are very parched. Help us.
Yep. We're actually really thirsty.
We're extremely dead.
This glass I'm holding is empty.
That is a fact.
Nothing but air.
That's very pessimistic.
I don't know what that means. Is it good?
It's not even half empty.
It's just completely empty.
You're supposed to have net when you play basketball. Is that a Setch thing?
Nothing but net.
As you can hear, we have some new voices on the show tonight.
Yeah, let's get our intros out of the way.
All right, Nate.
So I'm Nate at Nathaniel RJ on Twitter.
I'm Dana at not_Dana.
I am Julian at crazy_sellers. And we have two guests with us today.
Two guests.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, Kelsey, I guess we're sharing a mic.
It's fine.
We got our... Go ahead.
I'm Kelsey. I'm at KFisteri on Twitter.
Cool. And nice. We got our music man who provided our intro and other tones within the show. Eamon.
I'm Eamon. I'm AOL Ghost on Twitter, and I'm not Taiwanese.
You should follow all of us on Twitter, including our podcast Twitter,
which is
at No It's Not Podcast.
I think.
Probably
have my phone close, so I can.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Sweet.
Oh boy.
We don't even know our own Twitter handle. This is great. Also, right. Good start.
So, if you listen to our first episode, you may have heard that we were going to be playing Overwatch.
That did happen.
It happened.
We did it.
It was terrible.
It was very bad. I'm bringing this up so our listeners don't get confused when going over the canon of No It's Not podcast.
This is the fourth episode we're recording.
This is technically the fourth recorded episode.
The fourth?
Second released.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
We did three that night.
We did.
This is technically the second released. You may never see that other episode. Those other two episodes.
You may never hear. There is no.
Well, they may never see them on their screens either.
All right.
But just in case you were wondering, yes, we recorded them. No, we will not be sharing them anytime soon. Maybe. We're not sure.
We actually have an agenda for tonight as well. Julian was kind enough to make one for us.
We roughly have an agenda.
The gay agenda, because I'm gay.
That is a fact. You know what? Let's learn a little bit about our guests.
I'm just gonna hand the mic over.
Kelsey, give us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I go to Ohio State University and I study biology and theater, and I'm a third year there. And I'm pretty gay as well. So I'm here to also push forward the gay agenda on this show.
Let's give that a round of applause.
I can't clap, but I am breaking the gender barrier here by being a woman.
That's right. Episode 2, we already have a woman on the show.
Yeet. So that's right. Cool. I'm here. That's about it.
And we know both Kelsey and Eamon from high school.
I'm really itching to use these hot, you're gay meme soundboards, but I'm not going to do it.
Meme.
I'm not.
Hey, I'm Eamon. I'm a major in high school.
Wow.
I'm in my fourth year there. It sucks. I don't know.
Shots fired!
My brother speaks fluent German.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
I can speak fluent English. If I went to France and if they had a bathroom shortage, I could ask them where the bathroom is, and they'd be like, no.
Eamon, I got something for you to ponder during this duration of this podcast.
Oh, I wear ties as belts. That's something that not many guys do. And I know Bebo.
Have you ever considered that no one that speaks English as their first language speaks it fluently? Because
I don't think English is a good language.
English is an okay language. It's like it's a bastard language. It's like it was raised by German, and then it was like, fuck you, German. And then France like beat up its dad and was like, I'm your new dad. And then he was like, nah, fuck you, I'm going to be a rock star. So there's a little bit of Latin there. And then he's like, nah, fuck that, I'm a bigger rock star than you, Latin. And so the English just took over the world, and they like, kind of stole a bunch of words.
I love that. That's I love sick. That analogy. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like
awesome. So, yeah, we got a little bit of a rundown tonight, rough layout. We're going to be hanging out for the next...
Now that you know all of us.
We don't know how long. It's going to be quite
we
the journey.
We don't know how long.
Some planned segments.
Wish I had 5 mics for this.
But first, Nate, you had some stuff you wanted to talk about.
Oh, we're starting off with those?
Yeah.
Which
Wait,
one?
Is this about the MTV thing?
Is it the MTV one or the...
Cause you start.
I also saw the MTV thing, so I might be able
I did
to
not see the
well.
MTV thing.
Okay, well, let's just start with the most interesting thing that happened to me in the past week. So I wake up Monday morning... first day of Christmas break for me because I was done with finals hella early. And I check Twitter as I do every morning because I love Twitter. I am in love, addicted, a self-proclaimed addict.
Even though you say you hate all social media.
No, that's not true. Just Facebook. Just Facebook and die.
Everything except okay. Twitter.
Everything except Twitter sucks.
Very true.
Hello sucks.
Oh,
that is the second time we've mentioned Elo on this podcast.
It's because Eamon's here.
Two for two.
Anyway,
let's keep it going.
I have an Elo account. So please add me.
I see that I have a message on my Twitter. I'm like, oh, cool, a message, because I don't have that many followers. So, and my messages aren't open, or but maybe they are. I think they're open because I don't think otherwise this guy would have been able to message me. But I see a message that says, I'm just gonna quote this man. His name on Twitter is MF, just the two letters. MF, and he says, hey, just so you know, the only other Nathan Dracago killed himself on Saturday. Yeah, he said the only other Nathan Dracago from Macedonia, Ohio committed suicide Saturday morning. So I just said back, I don't believe you, but okay, this was, he messaged me at 5:02 a.m.
You just say, I don't believe you.
Yeah, that was my first response. I said, bullshit. I don't believe you, but okay. Because I knew of this man. I knew of the other Nathan Dracago because...
You knew of him?
Yeah. Well, I like looked him up before because I like looked myself up online.
How narcissistic. Not really.
Doesn't everyone do that?
Yes. So.
Okay. Well, you can't judge me then.
I know.
And then he sends me a link to his youcaring.com donation page and I read it.
Did you donate?
What do you think?
Did you donate to your dead other?
No. Nope.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to guess no on
and,
that.
And... he just says, went to my school, and I said, thanks for the heads up. What motivated you to tell me this? And he just said, he's just a friend and a man from our town, and I just wanted to see what people had to say about him, and you seem to know of him. I said, gotcha. I only knew of him because we shared the name, to be honest. I'm sorry to hear of his passing. Take it easy, man. He proceeds to message me, thanks, buddy, and then follow me on Twitter.
The audacity.
He's not. No, I didn't follow him back. He had some. Ooh. He had some pretty bad tweets. As I'm about to talk about, I stalked him on Twitter a little bit, took some screenshots of our conversation, and sent them to the No It's Not podcast group chat on
team.
Twitter.
The No It's Not team.
The No It's Not team.
No It's Cot.
New podcast. No It's Cot.
No It's Cot. We're all on Cots.
Outside Logic.
We review brand new Cots from Amazon. We buy them every week.
So the tweet that really turned me off from following him back, and also just him in general as a person, he tweeted, so would people be upset if I came out with a song called White NWA? And
quality.
Yes.
Yes, people would.
Yes,
be.
They would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doesn't the W and NWA stand for white?
No, it doesn't.
No whites allowed. that's what it is, okay? That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, so that was my story of what happened to me past week, and you're all free to comment on it now. Thank you for letting me tell my story with minimum interruptions. I really appreciate
it. Especially Nathan W. Dracago alive.
And then I went to a party. I went to a party the next Saturday, and someone approached me about it. He was like, hey, I read your name in the obituary, and my mom was talking to me about it.
You said next Saturday.
The next Saturday, like after
Did
he
you
died.
Say this Monday?
The week after he died.
So somebody brought this up to you.
Yes.
At a party. And said, hey, I saw you were dead.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I'm obviously not. And I just, the only thing I said to him with no remorse, I was just like, the only thing I regret about and I'm sad about is that I missed the opportunity to fake my own death. Because, like, that was the only chance I had, like, in this lifetime. Because he was the only other Nathan Jerkego, like, on the whole world.
I doubt that.
I don't doubt it.
I doubt it.
I don't.
Well.
So I don't like that. I don't like that because this guy just decided to message you about it.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
And then follows you. He has the audacity to follow you.
I know someone with your name, and they killed
themselves.
They
killed themselves.
Wait, so did he know you before, or did he just look up Nathan Jerkego on Twitter to message you?
He was looking it up. He was, like, searching the name. I had tweeted my name fully recently, like, a week before that. So I guess he saw that tweet.
What if it was just you in another timeline, and you're dead then?
That's what Julian said.
Really,
it's like an alternate universe.
So.
The funny thing is, because you sent me the tweets you had made about it earlier in the summer.
Yeah, I know.
And how they were really shitty.
About the other Nathan Jerkego.
Yep.
Because I looked him up on Facebook and I was like, I think, here, let me just read them. I think when I looked him up on Facebook, I was like, wait, is this guy actually related to me? And the only thing I could think of was that my dad, like, his biological father left when he was a kid, so it must have been him that, like, started another life. Because I have no, like, personal relation to this Jerkego, this other Jerkego.
And that they're so close to here.
Yeah.
Relatively.
Yeah.
At least in the same state.
Away.
And how common is Jerkego of a last name?
Like, not at all.
Yeah, no.
So I made one tweet about him in the summer. I said, I found out that there is another family of Jerkegos that lives in Macedonia in Bedford, Ohio, and their cringe level is high.
And that guy killed himself.
He
killed himself because of your
I realized tweet. That like the next day.
It's cyberbullying.
Because of my cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying doesn't exist.
Cyberbullying. Technically,
just walk away from the screen.
Technically, you killed yourself then, if that is the cause.
No, I missed the chance
if
to make my own
cyber
death.
Cyberbully.
That's like in that movie Moon, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, he was like, actually, no spoilers. No spoilers.
I didn't even finish it. I watched like three quarters
I lent
of
it to you, right?
Yeah, I never finished it.
Wow. Everyone should watch that movie.
Just do it!
That was a good segue.
It was good.
Not really a segue, but nice.
Oh, shit. Where is that
Where
one?
Is it? Yeah, you have to locate it.
Start the next. Wait, am I the next topic as well?
Do you want to be the next topic?
Have me keep talking.
Do you want to go back and forth?
Yeah, let's just.
All right,
let's talk about something.
Eamon, you got something? You got a personal thing?
I can do personal. So I ordered the game Donkey Konga 2, and I got it. And now if any of you guys want to play me with the Smash Mouth's All Star in a game that will make your hands hurt, you can do it. And then last night I was in the shower and I was like, wow, I should rap about communism. And so I did, but it actually turned into a rap about how I really don't want to enter the porn industry. So that's pretty cool.
It?
Why would I record it in the shower? Do you record yourself singing in the shower?
No.
Good.
That's what I thought.
Don't do it, Nate. That's weird. I think that's it. One girl sent me a picture of One girl sent me a picture of her. I'm supposed to be close to the mic. Is this too close?
No.
One girl sent me a picture of her, not her, a condom in her notebook.
Run.
But, like, not flirty. It was weird.
Okay, wait. So, is Donkey Kong, that's that game that was for the GameCube back in the day, right?
It's really bad, yes.
Yeah, I used to have that. Smash Mouth is definitely on there.
There's three of them.
There's also
the first one is Blink-182's All the Small Things.
Yeah.
That game
sucked.
It did. There was a really good song on there. Oh, they had La Bamba on there, and it was like, Vaya, vaya, La Bamba. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. And there's like Mr. Bootylicious or something, which was like, I don't want this song to be on this video game. I'm 12 years old.
I'm 12 and what is this?
I'm 12 and smoke weed. Problem?
Sweat.
Sounds like a kid that goes to middle school now. Because right. I hear that's what they do now.
Bitch, you guessed it!
I'm a little late today. I'm sorry.
Dude, get off your high horse.
This is hard. This is harder than I thought.
All right.
What is this one?
Two kids in
oh!
This...
Somebody! Oh!
He needs some milk!
Hey, Nate.
What?
Have you ever thought to yourself, hey, I have a free mod before my next period. I should take some coke?
Nope, never.
That's what happened, not to me, but some of my friends were like, we need coke.
And so smoke weed every day.
So they did
but
it.
But coke instead.
But coke instead.
Coke. Smoke coke.
Coke weed every day.
Coke smoke.
And that's my social life right now. It's like a...
You are going overboard with these right now.
We need to be sparing.
They're distracting.
We need a shield.
Guess what else went overboard?
What?
Marilyn Monroe on the Titanic.
She wasn't on the Titanic. Never mind.
We'll get to that question.
Two of my great uncles died on the Titanic.
Of course she's not on the Titanic. Whoa. She fell off.
Wait, for serious?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know who they are, but like.
Were they rich or were they like really poorly paid?
No, they were pretty wealthy and then they died.
Thanks for fixing that.
Are you still wealthy?
No.
Oh, damn.
No.
Sorry.
When did the Titanic sink? Wasn't it?
1914?
Yeah. 2011.
2011.
I think it was 19.
Yeah, it's,
it might have been 1912.
It was in
it's
the 1910s.
It's actually what inspired the
it was
movie
like
2012.
Right before World War I.
it had to be 1910 because when we did Titanic the musical in high school, it was the 100th anniversary of
Whoa.
Titanic sinking. And Mr. Green was like, this is crazy. And it was awesome.
It was freshman year?
No,
sophomore year, still my favorite musical we did.
Wasn't it 2012?
No.
Wasn't our sophomore year 2012?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was 2011, 2012. No.
I guess.
Yeah, it's 2011 to 2012
okay,
was our sophomore
then
year.
It was like 1911 or 1912.
Wasn't it 1912?
I don't know.
We're going to get a... For all our listeners out there,
tweeted us.
We're going to get a flood of comments correcting us, telling us how dumb we are.
Your podcast. Get a historian that can look up everything.
Not like we have the internet.
All good podcasts have a historian.
They have somebody with
like
a computer
on call,
to
just
facts,
at the ready.
So they can fact check
on
it
call,
the whole time.
On call podcast historian. Hiring now.
Hiring now. $5 an hour.
$0 an hour.
Plus
I'll
bonuses.
Do it for free, man.
Straight bullying.
Kelsey's our new historian. We say straight bullin' too much.
Straight
it always
bullin.
Makes me think of Bull's Realm from Donkey.
Bye-bye, Donkey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dana.
What's up?
Have you had a poor experience at work this week?
Aww. No, today, well, okay, so today, so as some of you may know, the NES Classics are out.
Oh, boy.
And they literally released like four. And then, hey, do you guys have the NES Classic? No.
Do you guys
you
have the NES Classic?
In? No.
Do you guys
have
the...
Can you call me when you get them in? No.
Do you guys have Harvest Moon on
Harvest.
Nintendo
do you know
Wii U?
Best Buy has the
do you,
NES Classic? Could you call Best
does,
Buy for me really
does,
quick? Could you...
Do any other stores have the NES Classic? No. Yes, exactly. Because people... Okay, this morning, we opened up at 8 a.m. for whatever fucking reason.
You.
And yeah, it was god-awful.
And you're open until 11, right?
Yes. So it's great. So within the first hour of us opening, I had 13 calls about the NES Classic. 13 calls.
From 8 to 9 a.m.?
8 to 9 a.m. 13 people called about it. And then we just so happened to get a shipment of three of them. Three.
Only?
Only three. And then that's it.
How do you fit three in a box? Like, aren't they box shaped? So wouldn't there be empty space?
You just fill the boxes with other stuff.
Like what?
Dang
like
it.
Other
like a human like, baby?
Yeah, that's possible.
The, when he said
Take
three, I wanted
parenthood.
The ooh baby a triple.
Ooh baby a triple.
Where?
It's triple. It's above
said,
right there.
I just said
dang it! Say it again, Dana.
We got three.
That was some dead air.
We got three.
Oh baby a triple! Oh yeah!
That was so forced.
That was good.
I don't care
wow.
at all. All
right. Anyways, yeah.
So you got three in.
We got three in.
Did you buy all of them to resell?
No, I wanted to. I really wanted to.
We discussed
I still
that.
Might.
Off air.
I still might. But.
Off the record.
I don't know. And then, like, meanwhile, a bunch of people came in the store and were asking if we had the NES Classic. Meanwhile, there's a box sitting right next to me on the floor that has three of them. I just said no.
I always wonder how often that happens in retail.
I'm just like, no, we don't have them. But then I sold it to a really nice old lady who wanted it for a grandson. I'm like, yeah, we have the NES Classic. And I just pulled it out. And then she was really happy. So that was cool.
You saved it for a good guy.
Good job.
Yeah.
Hopefully
the
kid isn't a piece of shit.
I hope not. I'm going to haunt his dreams if he is.
You know what I don't understand? Is why so many people want the NES Classic. Like,
I don't know. You can just emulate all the games on your computer for free.
30 games for
$60.
Here's the
60
thing.
Bucks.
People are stupid.
Yeah, listen, people are dumb.
People look at
that's
a computer,
the theme
they're
of
like,
this podcast
listen,
now.
You go to Internet Explorer, right?
Yeah, that's why we
got
to talk
about. You go on Mozilla Firefox. True.
Because that's her whole shtick.
Shoe on head, please.
She just talks about people being
a-holes. Dumb.
I don't understand why so many people want the NES Classic because, like,
I don't.
The NES didn't have that many good games.
No, it wasn't even that good.
The Super NES was hell yeah. I would totally drop $60 on that.
For the Genesis?
We did have a Sega Genesis. Like,
thank you.
Re-release, and then it had Golden Axe and then Vector Man, stuff like that. But they didn't have an HDMI port, so I didn't buy it.
Golden Axe, worth it.
Where's the Dreamcast re-release?
You tell me.
I want a Dreamcast.
What about the GameSphere? When is that?
Oh shit!
When is the GameSphere releasing?
GameSphere.
Nintendo. Where's the GameSphere?
If we don't start making Dreamcasts, like podcasts that you put into your dream by 2020, then I'm calling Elon Musk and I'm going straight to fucking SpaceX.
Elon Musk is hilarious on Twitter. He set himself up for a joke the other day. It was so funny.
Yeah, like when he said climate change is real.
That's not a joke. That's not what I meant. He said, I'm so sick of sitting in traffic was the first tweet. The second tweet was, I'm going to start my own company just to bore through the ground. And then he created a tagline for his company. It says, the boring company. Boring. It's what we do.
Moving right along.
It wasn't a good joke. I didn't say it was a good joke.
It was just a joke.
You actually said he's a funny guy on Twitter, so you did say he made a good joke.
To me, it was.
You just said
it's not
a good joke.
It's subjective.
What?
You're allowed to...
Moving right along.
It's subjective.
We got a plan, boys. And I got a rant. Yeah, I got a bad experience myself.
Let's go. Dang. Let's go.
We might end with that.
Sounds good. All right. I went to Scramblers for some brunch.
Ooh.
Menor.
I've never been there.
Scramblers
downtown
and Menor.
Menor.
Guess what?
Avenue.
Don't
what?
Go there.
Does it suck? I assume it sucks.
Here's the thing. I'm taking my
mic off the clip.
Mic off the stand. I'm about to go off.
Go off hard.
Here's the thing. They have great food. Service is complete
garbage.
Nice. Why? Explain.
All right, me and my girl.
Grill friend.
Showed up. We showed up for brunch, I guess.
Can
I'll
we stop
it.
Using brunch? It's not a thing.
Brunch.
Brunch.
Showed up for brunch. Showed up. Waited a couple minutes to get seated. All right, we get seated. And there's about two other tables in our area, in our section.
Like open tables?
Or? No, that people were sitting at.
Oh.
Put it more perspective. Your girlfriend, what does she do?
What?
What does she do?
She's a waitress?
Yeah. So that's some
perspective. I mean, it takes common sense to realize what happened in this story. So we sat down. That was a break. Sat down. The hostess, she's like, you guys want any drinks? We're like, yeah, we'll take some coffee. So,
some
okay.
Coffee. Some coffee.
Take some coffee. She brought the... then a couple minutes later, our
waiter.
Actual... Wait. Waiter!
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 Anyways, let's go. Let's
keep
it. A
couple minutes later, our waitress came over. She looked like a 40-year-old fake spray tan bad
bitch
mom. Yeah!
You was right. You was right.
She brought our coffee over. She's like, okay, here you go. You guys know what you want? And we're like, no, give us a couple minutes. So we sat there.
And sat there.
And sat there.
And continued.
And sat there.
Sit with
there.
Your coffee.
I didn't even drink my coffee. You know why?
I said with your coffee, not drinking your coffee.
I had my coffee, but I didn't drink it. You know why? Because
why?
We didn't have any silverware.
To drink it with.
So I couldn't, so I couldn't stir it. I didn't want a black coffee with sugar molecules.
All you need is cream in your
just
coffee.
Just cup
you
your hand over and shake it. Just shake it.
At that point.
And just burn your hand.
At this point,
and then sue
I wish
them.
I had. At this point, I wish I had. Because I wish
you know,
I
know, Dana, that's...
How it feels to chew five gum.
I need to die.
Shaking hot coffee with your bare hands.
I need to die
I gotta
now.
Go.
But
bye, Kels.
So she brought us a coffee. No silverware to stir it.
Oof.
So that was rough.
Do you have napkins at least?
No.
Oh,
no napkins.
So the table wasn't set.
Mission failed.
Nope, no set at table. Nothing. So we waited for probably 10 minutes before she even walked back. And then she kept checking out other tables right next to us. Doing shit for them.
Did you like? Did you try to like draw her attention? Did
yes.
you like set off a flare?
We made, solid eye contact, direct eye contact with her.
Did you try to trip her?
She didn't come near us.
Ooh.
She kept coming to tables around us, bringing them food, asking if they needed anything. And then she'd go stand at the hostess stand and talk to the hostess for 5 minutes and then leave. We sat there for 20 minutes, literally.
She probably just thought you weren't going to tip well.
Literally 20 minutes. Waiting for her to come over and take our order, and we just left. We just walked out.
Just,
yeah, we just fucking walked out. We're like,
did you give them a really bad Yelp review?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
You actually reviewed them on Yelp.
Yes.
No.
Do people actively use Yelp?
It's funny because
I have some friends that do.
Funny because a lot of reviews for there was like 1 star. Service is terrible. We were forgotten about.
A lot of reviews were like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, for Scrambler.
Man, I must
sucks.
Not have been there in a while.
I, if it's like
I remember
one,
it being really good.
That one
they have good food. Their food is very good, but
like
their service
the
is complete trash. Ooh. So I'm boycotting Scrambler Marie's on Manor Avenue.
Boycott
just go to JT's.
Scrambler Marie's.
In Willoughby.
I'm just going to go to
Yours Truly.
Yours Truly, which is where
Yours
we went
truly.
To directly at from there.
Directly at from there.
Directly at.
A from there.
A from.
Eh. From there.
Ephraim.
Ephraim.
I strongly advise.
Ephraim there.
Strongly advise nobody to eat a Scrambler Marie's on Manor Avenue.
On Manor Avenue in Manor, Ohio.
.com. They'll bring you coffee you have no silver register with.
You'll have to drink black coffee. If you don't drink it, then they won't take your order.
Then
you have to shake it with your hands.
You'll sit there.
You have to shake it with your hands.
And
it feels like
hungry.
It feels like
while they wait on other tables. And they'll wait on other tables and talk to the hostess and stare at you and then walk away.
This is an ASMR podcast now. Okay. We're all just really close to the
We're
mic.
Just going to talk like that. This for the entire rest
yeah,
of this podcast.
Mics and we're all just
Nate.
What?
Okay, so that guy that I met
yeah.
that's across from you.
Yeah.
What should I text them? Spool.
Spool. Tell him that if he doesn't
Spool.
Know. If he doesn't know what Bull's Realm is, he can just get out.
If he doesn't know what?
And we're back.
Hey, we haven't had a sponsor yet. Gloria Jeans.
We're sponsored.
Gloria Jeans.
We're sponsored this episode.
Don't go there.
As a
if
previous
there,
employee of Gloria Jeans, please give us a
previous employee. I'm still
this
a
is
current
this
employee.
Is well biased.
Give us a sweet sponsorship
I
right now.
I recommend that you never go there, although.
Damn, son.
Wait, it's a coffee place.
It's not a jeans place.
Why is it called Gloria?
Because her name is Gloria Jeans. It's Gloria Jeans Coffee.
Haven't you been to the mall?
Why doesn't she just call it Gloria Coffee?
We just call it GJ because
GJ.
It's faster to say that. But I recommend that you don't
like,
go
good
there.
Job.
Oh my god, we have
like,
and we have a
Chuck
GJ
cheese.
Special blend, and we write it in chalk on the board. So every
why
time.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
Alright, that's enough for that.
Damn.
Nice.
But, okay, we have a GJ Special blend, and we write it in chalk. And every time an old white dude gets a GI Special blend, I just think of all of the GI Joe AMAs that I've seen in my days. But don't go there. Our highest calorie drink has 1,200 calories,
Woo!
144 grams of sugar, and absolutely no
what?
Coffee. There's no coffee in it. And it's the
highest. So it's water?
That would kill me.
No, it's called the Cookie Crumble. If you get a large, it's 32 ounces, and it's beverage-based.
I thought you were going to say $32.
No, it's like $6, but it's...
It's just a bucket. That's all you get for $32.
It's beverage-based ice, Oreo cookies... chocolate syrup and vanilla powder, and we blend it all together and then put whipped cream on top, and you will get diabetes.
That sounds I never want to eat any solid food that is beverage-based.
I know. I have to say that it has ice cream base in it all the time, and then everyone... I just tell them to go to Dairy Queen instead because it's right across. That's the biggest thing I do at DJ's. If someone's like, hey, do you have milkshakes here? I'm always like, no, but Dairy Queen does.
And people ask you that?
Yeah, because
hey, is there a Dairy Queen in this when there's like a Dairy Queen right next to me?
Okay, we're changing our sponsor.
We would like to thank our sponsors.
We'd like to thank our sponsors
for recommending Dairy Queen.
But yeah, we're changing our sponsors to Dairy Queen.
Okay, but the
Dairy
Wow Queen, you're so beautiful.
Dairy Queen, where you can get your Dairy Queen on.
Wait, what if you did
be a queen at Dairy?
What if you spilled coffee on your jeans and you're like, oh damn, I'm gonna blow your jeans on my jeans? And then your mom is like, I'm disowning you.
Okay, the reason people get milkshakes from Gloria Jeans is because they want the aesthetic of having a coffee cup.
But it's like not even, whatever.
It's okay, wait, listen, that's just what happened.
Can I go to Gloria Jeans and get an empty coffee cup and then pour my milkshake into that?
Yeah.
Sure. I actively avoid Gloria Jeans.
His ex works there.
Yeah.
Every time I walk past
one time I look at the ground.
Doesn't like me, so he doesn't go.
No, I love you, Kelsey. No, one time my coworker, because I also work in the mall where Gloria Jeans is located, one time my coworker was like, hey, can you go get me a coffee? I'm like, no. He's like, why not? I'm like, my ex is working there.
Good reason.
And I'm not deal with that.
I have a good reason.
And he was
reason.
Like, oh, that's okay. And then he just went and got coffee. So that's cool.
Is your ex a girl?
No.
We only hire girls yes. at GJ's. There's like two only dudes girls. Who work there. Yeah, there's only pretty girls.
That's sexist.
That's sexist.
Am I a pretty girl?
What a, yes. What a female
if you,
dominated industry.
If you went there,
industry.
You would get hired.
Cool.
What?
What?
What'd you say?
Hey, nothing. Nate,
okay.
Two what? X chromosomes don't make a right.
They make a girl. All right! Which is right in my book. What's our
All right! All right, guys.
We closing out?
No,
a segment.
We keep going.
What's next?
Going.
What's next?
It's time for our famous segment, Hot Takes, Hot Cakes.
Oh, shit.
We're back with Hot Takes, Hot Cakes. All right. It's time to get some hot
get
takes.
Get on Twitter.
Time to get
Should
some
I
hot takes.
Should I get the meme soundboard out?
Yeah, get it out. Oh, I got my shit. Phone out.
Is this the questions?
This is not questions.
This is
our hot takes and hot cakes. All right, so we're going to be looking at trending topics on Twitter right now.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yep. And we're going to throw them out there, and we're gonna talk about them. And we're going to see what we think. We're going to see what our hot takes are.
Are we just looking at, like the trending things?
I'm just in... what am I in?
Are you doing, like, the... Like
I'm in, like, the search bar.
Like, the light, yeah.
Number one, Lena Dunham.
Oh, no. Lena Dunham.
Oh, no. She made the comment, Lena Dunham. I don't want to talk about this. Actress
oh
on Girls.
What?
HBO's, I think, Girls.
I don't want to talk about this. I'm boycotting this.
What?
I hate Lena Dunham. We're going to talk about this. Number one.
Lena Dunham is getting heat for her comments on abortion.
Lena Dunham, quote, said,
how is
I
she
wish,
verified on Twitter?
Hold up. Lena Dunham, actress on
Girls.
On Girls.
Writer.
Quote, says, quote, I wish I had had an abortion despite never having one.
Wait.
I don't understand.
Is she saying I have kids and I hate my kids or I don't have kids and I hate my future kids?
The second one. Okay. Dana, what's your hot take?
No
hot take on that?
Why,
I need to
why
see
she,
this.
Why is she wishing that she had... Wait.
This was on
so,
her podcast.
Probably just to shove it in people's faces.
I wish I had had an abortion. Is that what she's
despite
saying?
Never
it says,
having one.
It says she's concerned about the stigma around the issue and wishes she had undergone the procedure.
Just to do it.
Just to do
just
it?
Just for shits
just
and
to,
gigs,
just
right?
To,
does she have children?
Shits and gigs.
Yeah.
I didn't... Shits I was not aware gigs. That she had any children, to be honest, but... If
I feel sorry for her children, to be honest.
If my mom was like, I wish I had an abortion, I'd be so sad.
Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, there's a statement. So it says, one day when I was visiting a Planned Parenthood in Texas a few years ago, a young girl walked up to me and asked me if I'd like to be part of her project in which women share their stories of abortions. I sort of jumped. I haven't had an abortion, I told her. I wanted to make it really clear to her that as much as I was going out and fighting for other women's options, I myself had never had an abortion, and I realized that
then that even I was carrying within myself stigma around the issue. Even I, the woman who cares as much as anybody about a woman's right to choose, felt it was important that people know I was unblemished in this department.
But, like, I can do that. Like, I can be like, yo, women can have abortions, but there's no point in me going out and going, like, I'm going to have an abortion pill just, like, so literally, I can relate to you guys.
Literally, it says the conclusion of her statement, now I can say that I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had, just so that she could have more say on the issue, because she's an ally, I guess, to women who have actually had abortions.
Now look at this.
Stop it. Get some help.
I don't like Lena Dunham. I don't like her.
Let's move on. I don't want to talk about Lena Dunham. I'm going to get rid of her.
Look, I'm pretty sure we're all pro-abortion here. Like, yeah. Kill all the babies ever.
I'm actually an abortion
addict.
The world
is overpopulated. We can't.
I kill an abortion everybody. Every week. It gives you the greatest high.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my.
I keep breaking pregnant just to get an abortion.
Don't put the mic so close to your mouth.
Abortion. All right, skipping down to another trending topic. Here's one I think we could talk about that we have some knowledge on. Number five's trending topic right now is Tracer.
Oh, we all play Overwatch.
Ooh, at least, right?
Is that the gay girl with the butt?
She's gay, everybody.
Yeah, a new holiday comic just came out today.
On the toilet today.
Holiday comic came out today, was released, revealing that Tracer is the first gay Overwatch character.
Cool.
Good.
Wow.
Wait, the first one?
Yeah.
I thought there had already been other ones.
Not canon.
Not canon, no.
No, people.
What kind of
people,
fuck fan
people think
fiction?
That Bastion. People
smut
think that
are you
Bastion
reading?
Is gay, and I'm like,
Bastion's gay.
People think Bastion.
Nate
is gay,
won't. Nate would suck Bastion off.
Nate would suck off Bastion. Isn't that right? Yeah,
he's quoted on saying
that's
that.
He's quote. We have him on camera.
Wait, do you play Overwatch?
I don't play it, but I just care about May because she's thick.
Okay, so just the three of us, just the three homeboys, play Overwatch.
The dude.
Eamon, do you play Overwatch?
Nope.
All right.
So were people up in arms about this? Why is it news?
Who cares? I don't know. This is just a very...
Hey.
It's good news.
If she's that's the one I was going to quote.
She says, hiya.
Am I allowed to quote that?
I have her sitting
okay,
emote.
So Chris Straub, who's a comic artist, he does Chainsaw Suit and a bunch of other shit, but he just stopped doing it because he's bad at life.
Okay.
He tweeted out, Tracer is gay. Thanks, Blizzard. There goes my Tracer one of sex with me because she finds me personally unattractive fantasy. And honestly, that's how I feel. But sometimes I would just sit at home and I'm like, man, I really want to fuck Tracer, but I know I'm not attractive enough. And now it's, man, I really want to fuck Tracer, but I know I don't have a vagina enough.
Wait.
And that's different.
Wait, was he tweeting that as a joke or was that actually his fantasy?
He has a wife and a kid, so maybe.
It was a joke?
I hope it's a joke.
When I read that tweet, I thought it was a joke, and I kind of giggled. Because I think he was just making fun of other people that have Tracer fantasies.
I got a thought. Maybe. Who the fuck cares?
About what? About that guy's tweet?
No, that she's gay.
I mean, I...
Well, I mean, we already...
I know we're deep in the Overwatch fandom.
The
she's a fictional character. Why
I mean,
do
we
people...
I mean, we already have our own theories about the...
I go on r/waifuism pretty much on a daily basis to make fun of waifus, and they're actually pretty fucking serious. One guy was complaining about the fact that his waifu broke up with him, and I guess if your 2D fictional woman can break up with you, and like you have to subconsciously make that decision, then I guess you know you can get rejected by 2D
by
women.
Yourself,
so you're pretty much like, wow, I just rejected myself. My self-esteem must be so low. Time to buy a
rejected
new mouse pad with fucking boobs on it.
Rejected by 2D.
All right, so there's our. Here's a good one. All right, this will be nice. This will be nice. You're lighting the mood. Lighting the mood on this abortion tracer gay filled podcast.
Rejected
the
by
emoji
2D
movie.
No,
the emoji movie.
The emoji movie.
All right, number six trending topic: people who made my 2016. So let's go around. This is cute.
Aw.
Who made Nate? Who made your 2016?
My girlfriend.
Probably because you started dating this year.
Nice.
That was easy answer. I miss her a lot.
Other than your girlfriend, even though she's very cool.
She's sick, dude. She's awesome.
Does she need to go to the doctor?
She's currently in the hospital right now. She's
no, that's not what I meant. I
she currently has...
Osteoporosis. It's not true.
There we go.
It's not true.
Who made your 2016?
This kid in my music theory class. His name is Louie. He's awesome. He is a freshman at Case from Connecticut. And he brightened my day every time I walked into...
Why do we say Connecticut, not Connecticut?
I mean, I was going to say Connecticut because that's how it's spelled, but this is being recorded, so.
Like Connect Four.
But yeah, he was hilarious. We had some good convos after class. He likes jazz music and he plays the saxophone. He's a pretty cool guy. He made my 2016. Thanks, Louie.
Nice. Kelsey, who made your 2016?
Probably my nephew.
Aww.
He turned 2 on December 10th, and he's my best friend, and he's
that's
pretty
cool.
You know what? I didn't come here to be attacked for having a 2-year-old best friend. He calls me Chi-Chi, and I love him. Because
that's right for
say
Cheetos.
Yeah. If I'm going to go with actual real person who's not 2 years old, I'd probably say my roommates. Because
did you just say the 2-year-old's not a real person?
Yeah. He's not fully grown and developed yet, so I don't think he's technically real. But my
he's just imaginary.
Probably my roommates are super cool. They make me dinner, and they got me a ramen bowl for Christmas because I make bougie ramen all the time.
Is that a thing you smoke weed out of?
Bougie ramen. What is bougie ramen, by the way?
Bougie ramen is like ramen that I make. So I take like one of those packs of shitty ass top ramen, and I. And I boil the noodles, and I drain a lot of the water, and I put garlic powder, cayenne pepper, and some red chili flakes, and I put 2 eggs in it, and I put some veggies in it, and it makes it very fancy, and they call it bougie ramen, so they got me a big ramen bowl.
That sounds good.
For my Christmas that gift. Sounds
nice.
Yeah.
So hey, Kelsey. Like,
yeah.
You're in college.
I am.
Have you met anybody with an alt cartilage nose that's not me?
Me.
No way.
No, I'm kidding.
I hate you.
Oh, wait, maybe. I can crack my nose.
No, touch my nose.
I'll do it later.
You can't change the subject like that. We're talking about people that made our 2016.
All right, Dana.
Just go to
Dana. I want to know if somebody else has this. It's a curse.
Dana, who made your 2016?
Oh, God. There was this really sweet old lady at work. And
the one that bought the NES Classic?
No. No, this is like a couple months ago. And like this is like 2 weeks after I gotten out of the hospital, and then she was like...
So this person's not consistently in your life?
No.
Oh.
But she just made, like, the year, I guess.
She
yeah.
made this moment was so
yeah,
good, it made the whole year!
I fucking hate working at GameStop so much.
But you're so good at it.
What? You just sell shit. That's it. Anyways.
You're so good at it.
Yeah, but it's fun shit.
It's fun shit. It's, no, you get
it's
so
games,
jaded.
Dude.
It's games. Do you guys like your job? No. Anyways, So, yeah, like, I told her that, like, I, like, just recently got in the hospital, and then she was like, oh, well, my son was in the hospital, and I'm like, what for? And he was like, oh, he had cancer, and I'm like, oh, is he okay? And she was like, no, he died. And I'm like, oh, that's so sad. And then she was like, no, but I'm glad you're doing okay, though. And then I was like, that's awesome. And then so... I don't know. It was very sweet. Like it was bittersweet, you know. But it was still good. So
for a second, I thought you were gonna say that she said, "No, I'm glad he's dead."
What a plot twist!
How would you have responded?
Jeez. I have no idea how I would have responded. That would have been so odd. I mean, some people are glad that their family Ooh. Members die. So
that's a good.
That's very
that's
morbid.
A very good
but,
story.
Yeah.
And for the people at home or in their cars or in a park or in a casket, why were you in the hospital?
My lung collapsed twice for no reason. And that was it.
Oh, my God. I'm wearing headphones.
Anyways. So you want to know what made my year, huh? Oh my God, we're over 50 minutes?
No, this is a big one.
We're going to cut this down.
It's the sophomore whatever.
Sophomore album?
Sophomore album.
Yeah, sophomore album.
Anyways.
So, Eamon, who made your 2016?
It's
going to be a
long show. Don't worry about it.
Wait, who came into my life in 2016? I knew everybody.
They don't have to have come into your life. They just
Malik Obama.
Have made your year.
Right? There's a bunch of Twitter communists, and I met
Jamie?
Them. No,
my friend Jamie.
Not Jamie.
Aww. Is she like? Is she legitimately a communist?
Yeah,
that's sick.
Jamie's cool, right. But she's ANCOM, and I don't agree with her on that. Sorry, Luxembourg.
I don't know what that means.
You read up.
Get learned.
So. Anyways, so I was talking to them a few days ago about Bebo, which is this 1990s Taiwanese show. that I don't watch. I watch sometimes, but I don't know that much about.
He references Bebo and says it's horrifying and tells us to watch it, even though it's horrifying, but I don't watch it.
It is subs in Mandarin, and that's the only way to watch it. Anyways, they were like, wow, that's so cool and interesting. And I'm like, yep, nobody knows about it. And that's it. Oh, also some girl that I talked to today lost her job. That's pretty shitty.
So she made your
do nice.
Yeah, she
do
made nice. 2016.
People
cool.
in your 2016 didn't make it, as far as I can tell.
I'm gonna make this quick.
Go.
Who made my 2016? Obviously my girlfriend. I'd probably get my ass kicked if I didn't say that. Also, Jeff Kaplan. Made my 2016. I'm coming for you.
I'm coming for you, Jeff Kaplan.
I would like to add in, actually, Tracer made my 2016.
Aww.
Because she's gay.
By way of Jeff Kaplan.
Jeff Kaplan,
head of the Overwatch dev team.
Please sponsor us.
I would kill Jeff Kaplan to have his job. All right.
Gay.
Yo.
Nice.
All right, we're going to do a...
Nice.
Going into another segment.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This is going to be so
keep it going.
Long.
It's
going to be a
fine.
Long one.
Most podcasts are like an hour and a half long.
I listened to one that was 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, but
people listen to it.
We're going to have less episodes. No, we're not. If we have this go really long, then we're going to have less episodes.
We'll still find content. All
right, whatever. We got a plethora.
I'm about to have another podcast. All
right.
Even though this is all my equipment.
Boy.
No, this is awesome.
Bulls Realm Podcast.
This is Winston.
Fuck Winston. I hate that guy.
All right.
He's great on Nepal.
I love
whatever.
I love Jeff Kaplan, but we got to get on topic. All right. So last night, a few of us saw a film.
Oh, shit.
We went to see Nocturnal Animals.
Oh, man. Woke up, first thing I thought of. Oh, God.
This was my second time seeing it.
You're a monster. I can't believe you. What?
Go for it. Go get those boys.
Go get those.
We'll talk about that after Nocturnal Animals.
Just save like one for each of us. So we saw Nocturnal Animals last night. It was my second time seeing it. Devastating film. Amy Adams, Jake Gyllenhaal,
Michael Shannon.
Directed by Tom Ford. First time directorial debut.
What a good one.
Fantastic film. Beautiful cinematography.
It's gonna be so loud.
Oh, my. He doesn't have to do it in the mic.
No, we have to do it in the mic.
Can I read you what I tweeted about this film?
Here are Nate's tweets about Nocturnal Animals.
In case you don't follow me yet. Notice how I said yet there.
Oh, by the way.
Like you're going to follow us.
Just in case, if you have not seen the film, you can assume we will be talking in full spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler
Nocturnal
alert.
Animals.
Spoiler alert.
2016.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. That crinkling you hear? Spoiler alert sound. It's all good because I ate pretzels in the one that we didn't post. Wait, no, keep going. Keep going. We have our second sponsor, potato chips.
No, we're going to review those in a little bit.
All right, save like two of them then.
No, save the rest. I just wanted like one or two.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to
just briefly
my
talk about this, and then we're going to go on to our next talking point.
Okay, this is brief. Nocturnal Animals had absolutely no catharsis, but was a faultless movie. Absolutely beautiful on all fronts, 10 out of 10. I'm still thinking, this was 3 hours later, 2 hours later, sorry. I'm still thinking about how Nocturnal Animals reached into my chest cavity, pried my heart out, threw it on the ground, stomped on it, kicked it, spit on it, left, then came back just to kick it again.
Which Eamon responded with,
nice.
It sounds like a pop punk lyric. Right?
Yeah, he did do that.
Cool. Yes. Good job.
Very nice.
Kelsey, what were your thoughts on the film?
I thought it was amazing. I'm a theater major, so coming from the actor's standpoint, I thought that Amy Adams did a great job struggling with wanting the romantic life that she could have had and living the sad materialistic life that she does have.
She did.
Yeah. And I think Jake Gyllenhaal did a really great job because he was the only person in the movie who got to play two characters,
yes.
One in the novel world and one in the real world. So he had a lot to handle and a lot to deal with as to creating two characters who are in essentially the same person,
yes.
Yet they are not. And I thought it was amazing. And I think Michael Shannon was also amazing at
love
being
Michael
a fucking
Shannon.
West Texan piece of shit who's a great guy.
Who's dying of lung
cancer. Who's dying but doesn't give a fuck. And he thrives for justice. And I loved it. And it was amazing. And I cried later.
thinking about it. And I texted Julian like during the day today because I had like a revelation.
A lot to discuss.
Yes.
A lot to unpack. That was why I saw it twice. Probably Nate was...
You're a monster.
Nate was pissed at me for seeing it twice.
I was really upset.
Why were you upset?
Because...
It was devastating.
It was emotionally taxing. I was so stressed the whole time.
I was so stressed out.
What is the movie about? I honestly did not see it.
The first time I saw this movie, immediately once they started driving at night, once they got on the road, from that point on through the rest of the movie, my heart rate was just at a peak the whole rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What is this
movie? I've never...
Tiring journey.
I had never
that is beautiful.
I
had that
it.
Happen
we
in a film before.
It. Yes.
Cool. Eamon and Dana just had a movie date. Nope. I will not see it again.
Let's go right now.
I don't know if I can see it.
Let's go right now.
I'll go right now.
Right now.
I saw it twice and knowingly saw it twice because I knew there was a lot of questions I still had after seeing it the first time.
None.
I feel like maybe I got a couple more fleshed out. More reaffirmed. You didn't have any questions.
I didn't have any questions about the movie. I thought it was really straightforward, really well done.
What do you think?
You're a crazy
person. What do you think happened with Edward?
We can't spoil anything right now.
He scissor hands.
Can't spoil anything right now.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Because Dana hasn't seen it.
What do you think?
I haven't seen it.
I don't want to say anything. Dana's here. And so is Eamon's. Eamon wants to see it.
I'll just
scream really loud to myself so you don't hear it.
Talking code.
No, I don't want to. We can talk about this later, not on the show.
This was like the point.
Of spoiling the movie for Dana and Eamon.
I mean, I might not ever see it.
That's
so
horrible. I'm not spoiling
the movie.
I
probably will, but.
Well, then they'll probably forget by that point.
Well, I don't want them to know.
I honestly don't even care about spoilers. I'll still watch a movie. So.
I honestly just think it was up to your interpretation. In my interpretation, he did kill himself because his life was a parallel of Tony's, and I think that's what happened to Edward as well, because he had the success of getting back Amy's love or whatever, or
Susan.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, Susan, Amy Adams' character. He had that satisfaction, and he had nothing else to live for after that. He wrote his book. He got her love back. That's all he needed, so he just killed himself, just like Edward in the book.
Now, see, that's what I initially thought. I don't know.
And now you don't think of it anymore?
I don't know.
Okay, well, give us your hot cake.
Oh, shit. We're out of that segment.
Whatever.
My hot cake is... I don't know.
Everything paralleled... Everything in the real world paralleled in the book.
The book was a parallel...
But not directly.
Real life. Nearly directly. It depends on who in the book represented Susan. Because she could have been represented by his book wife, whose name I don't know. She could have been represented through there, who was the clear option of who it could have been. But I also feel like she could have been represented through the three guys collectively.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Or both.
Probably that, too.
Probably both.
It doesn't matter. It's just art. Art is up for...
But there's a lot... There's a lot
there. I don't understand how you saw it twice. That movie was gut-wrenching.
Yeah, it was. Agreed. Score was absolutely fantastic.
Yes! I'm so glad you said that.
I saw a really interesting post on the Reddit today that was talking about how Tom Ford did an amazing job making the novel world... seem more real than the real world, because the real world had melodramatic scoring.
Yes.
Yeah. The music was incredibly melodramatic. The acting was more melodramatic. And the art piece in the beginning just allowed the real world to be so dramatic with the dancing and the whole gallery. And then the novel world felt so much, like, so real. You're like, this isn't even fake. Like, this is actually happening. But I thought that was a really interesting point, was that they kind of changed that whole... The whole way that it was, they changed everything. Because, I don't know, like, the real world, like, when she was waiting for Edward, like, the music was crazy dramatic, and then it went
back. That piece wrecked me.
I know, but I was like, why is it so dramatic? Like, I can't believe how, like, the scoring is crazy. And then the music in the novel version was just very, like, mellow. It's cool.
Immediately after I saw it the first time, when I got in my car, I put on the score.
Wow.
It was good.
It was really good.
I need to see this movie. This sounds exceptional.
It is.
It was a 10 out of 10. I will have to see this.
There was literally, I don't know if there's been a score that's like resonated with me.
Right. yeah.
so immediately after seeing a movie.
It was gorge.
I really like gorge. The 1977 animated Lord of the Rings soundtrack, honestly. That's not even a joke. I love that movie.
Cool.
They're all good, actually.
Nice.
There's our... our No, It's Not a Review.
That's a good segment title.
No, It's Not a Film Review.
Cool.
No. Ooh. We're going to be reviewing a lot of shit.
Review.
Yeah.
No, It's Not
Hopefully
a Review.
In the next episode.
The Review. Only Nathan got that. Nathan was the only one who understood
okay,
that.
Okay, guys. It's time for our next segment.
The Eam Review.
We're gonna be going over some... You guys tweeted us.
Tweeted us your questions.
Oh, shit. Yeah, mostly Eamon, right?
Most of these questions were me, or actually all of them were me, and then I asked my friends because you guys didn't get any questions.
Aw, man. We're not popular enough yet.
All right, so you guys tweeted us. Last show, we put out a call for you guys to tweet out with the hashtag NukeVermont.
Hashtag NukeVermont.
Hashtag NukeVermont.
We got one tweet from me.
Sad, dude.
I said, Detox and Destroy, 11/30/16. I would hashtag NukeVermont, definitely. Who do they think they are?
Tactical nuke incoming!
Vermont's under fire.
Vermont, everyone get out of here! Tweeting about Vermont!
Would you nuke Vermont?
Vermont doesn't get enough attention. We were just trying to bring some attention to Vermont.
Guess what? Nobody tweeted!
Because Vermont doesn't get enough attention! What did you expect? No one knows
also,
about Vermont.
Our podcast doesn't get enough attention, so our that's podcast also probably why. That's probably why they're probably why there wasn't that much traffic up on
would,
that
would
hashtag.
You just go on Twitter and search in the search bar Nuke Vermont?
I mean, yeah, I would. Okay. At some point. At some
yeah,
point
but
in
we're
my Twitter
different
at some point in my Twitter career.
Alright, so we're going into our question segment.
She gotta answer all these questions.
Alright, we're back with our question segment.
Shit.
Okay. Alright, Eamon, first question.
Okay. So the first question is from at Frankie Quiro, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and she asks, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Was
honestly,
that a real question?
Yes. Honestly, I would pick
horses.
The horse-sized duck. Because
that's such a normie question, dude. Normie. I can't take
like, just
that.
Like... If there's one horse-sized duck, it's got way less mass than those duck-sized horses.
How big is a duck? They're like about like.
If you had a horse,
but if it was the size of a horse,
they're like 3 feet tall, depending on what kind of duck
three
you get.
100.
Yeah, they're like
duck-sized horses.
How big is it? Okay, maybe not 3 feet. Okay, maybe like a foot and a half at most.
That's such an easy question. The little horses.
Yes.
Agreed.
You could just kick them.
Yes. Yeah.
Kick the shit out of the horses.
Hashtag kick the shit out of the horses.
Let's see.
All right. You got one?
I can.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
At AOL Ghost, some
That's
states aiming. Already have unpasteurized weed. When will they legalize unpasteurized cheese?
Never.
You can't.
You would die if you ate that.
No, you don't.
What?
That's a thing in Europe.
I mean, it depends on...
Guess what? You can't have European cheese in the United States.
You can't have European cheese in the United States, but they don't pasteurize cheese. That's why European cheese tastes good.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't do that in America, though, because of all the hormones and shit that we use. And
yeah, but we could use good milk. And
but we don't. We don't do that.
Because we suck.
But we don't.
We have the worst
we
apples.
We don't use
America's
good milk.
America is trash.
I'm a biologist. I think you would die.
Yeah, word up, Eamon. You would die. Straight from a biologist.
Well, I have European Union citizenship, so...
Wait, what?
I'm sure Europe's better than us, but we use a lot of hormones.
So I'm just
going
to move to Europe
steroids.
And I'm going to eat all the unpasteurized cheese.
You would basically eat steroids every time you ate.
They're
going to
run out of unpasteurized cheese. They're going to be like, where'd all our good cheese go? Like, be like, ha, you're going to eat gross American cheese like I did for the first 17 years of my life, bitch.
Kelsey, is what you're saying that pasteurizing the cheese gets rid of all the steroids?
I mean, not necessarily gets rid of all the bacteria inside of the cheese, but I feel like America has worse practices agriculturally than Europe does.
Why?
Get schooled.
All right.
Next question.
Next question is from Matt Sarley.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what his Twitter is, but it's probably at Matt Sarley. He asked...
Don't follow him.
Why women want equality, but men aren't allowed to breastfeed their babies in public?
Nathan, why women want equality?
That sounds like a straight-up edgelord question to me, and I refuse to answer it because fuck edgelords.
I hedge.
Hedgelords. Over the hedgelords.
I'll hedge your bet on that edgelord hedge.
Damn. We should watch Over the Hedge.
Over the Hedge.
Over the Hedge on...
That's a great movie.
Over
That's
the Hedge on
4K film.
Blu-ray, December 16th.
3D, coming to IMAX.
My other question is... Okay.
Wait, we have four other people that can answer.
Yes.
I just refused because that's a dumb question. Matt Sarley's question was bad.
I thought you were telling me to move on to a new question.
No.
Okay.
Other people can answer.
Kelsey, why women want to... You're a woman.
A woman.
Why
a
do
woman?
You want equality, but men can breastfeed their babies in public?
Because men don't deserve to have rights. I'm here to actually push the feminist and gay agenda. We need to get rid of all men. We don't need them. It's over. I'd rather have women roam the earth for the rest of eternity.
Me too.
It's so much...
Gay!
Agreed.
Think of all the Botswana you could stuff your strongest into.
Bitch, you guessed it!
I want to be able to go to Victoria's Secret and not see some creepy man with his girlfriend in there. I just want women in the world.
I have a serious question. Is the vagina above or below the navel? I'm about to have sex with my girlfriend for the first time, and I don't want to mess up.
Where have I seen that before?
It is the navel.
It's like a copy pasta.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
People say that all the time.
All right, Dana.
Dana,
why women can't women breastfeed?
I don't know. This,
why
this
can't
is such
men
a
breastfeed in public?
This is such a it's turning into such a matriarchy now. I can't believe it. This is trash.
Fuck even the patriarchy.
Fuck the patriarchy.
Dude, but really, fuck the society. Fuck the moon.
Fuck the moon.
If I could fuck the moon, I definitely would.
She's hot.
Maybe if the moon was Widowmaker.
Gay.
Oh, shit. We don't even need it. We have it fucking memorized.
If you read
now.
The moon's Morse code, it actually says JFK killed Kurt Cobain.
All right. One thing I want to bring up on this podcast. All right, right now, you need to explain to our listeners the JFK did Kurt Cobain did 9/11.
No, dude, that's next episode.
No, that's right
this
now.
This episode is so long.
Fuck you.
God. Just splice parts of this episode into a different episode.
So definitely, I'm the only one to think of this ever. So, you know, JFK was a depressed guy, and Fidel Castro didn't want a bone, and he saw Marilyn Manson, he's like, yup, I don't want any of that Grant show coming out of there. The Grant show is it's a fluid that comes from
Wait,
under...
Wait, did you just say Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, Marilyn Manson's
mean
Grant
Marilyn
show.
Monroe?
I know, I'm an expert here. I'm a biologist. So... Anyways, so, you know, there he was, and he's like, can't get the Grant show, can't get the Bingus. And he was like, gotta end it, boys. So, you know, he was in his limousine out in Texas, and he was there with his wife, and he's like, hey, Jackie, watch this. And she's like, what? And he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And she was like, you better not. And then he takes out a gun, and he fucking shot himself. But he was so angry that the bullet was pulled so, like, the trigger was pulled fast enough that the bullet got so fast, fucking.
Wait, how?
It sped through
Wait.
Time, Nate. It went faster than the speed of light.
Wait.
And it sped through time.
Wait.
And it went around the
Wait,
world a few
fast?
Times. Anyway, so it went around the world a few times. And then the bullet did, yeah. And then it was like, dude, I need to kill someone else. And there was Kurt Cobain. And he was like, man, my wife sucks. I write all her music. And she
Fuck
and,
Dave Grohl.
And she was like... His wife was like, yeah, I'm going to go on vacation with my daughter, who I gave a bad name because I hate you. And then he was like, I love coffee. That's why she has a middle name. And then Kurt Cobain was like, damn, I sure wish JFK was here right now sucking off a big old Grangus so he could help me out, you know, with the whole problem. And then JFK's bullet was like, got you, babe. And he was like, what? And he's like, you're going to fucking die. And JFK was like, nah, don't do that from heaven. And Kurt Cobain was like, nah, I'll take it. Fucking my albums suck. And so then, you know, the album got that bad. You know, it's not a good album, in my opinion.
And so the bullet just, you know, swept through Kurt Cobain. And then it was like, damn, I've killed two of the major figures in history. I need to take a victory lap. And so it flew around. It flew around for a little bit.
The only two major figures.
And then it saw the Twin Towers, and it was like, damn, those are perfect. Like two beautiful, round human breasts. I need to get my mouth on those. And so... And what? So it.
To be continued on the next episode.
It flew through those sweet, gorgeous, round breasticles, and then you know. So the first one fell. He's like, "Damn, that felt good." And the second one fell. You know, which is the next lap. You know, it's like an 800-meter race. So that was done. He's like, damn, that was the weakest orgasm I've had in my life. And he's like, never hitting a tower again.
Oh my god.
And that's why we have Maryland as the 51st state.
Thank you. We have one more question. We have one more question.
Jesus Christ.
At Qua, how come Pee Wee Herman got executed for jerking off in a porn theater? But Marilyn Monroe got nothing for jerking off Kurt Cobain. Very relative question. Dana.
This is the first what? And
I,
only
I do
good
not
question.
Know the, I do not know the answer to this. Eamon is the only expert on this, on such a topic.
As he clearly just explained.
Clearly.
I like this question. This is the only good one that we've had all night. Only good question.
Forever.
Tonight.
Well, guys, I'm going to send out a call. Send us your questions for the next episode at hashtag, in all caps, NINPQ, and then lowercase s.
What does
s
that stand for?
For no, it's
Los
not.
Los Angeles Police Department.
No.
Nine Inch Nails Porcupine Quills.
Yeah, Nine Inch Nails Porcupine Quills, otherwise,
it's not podcast questions.
And that is our segment,
No, it's not porcupine.
Nine Inch Nails, porcupine quills.
Porcupine.
Send us your questions for next week. Do we have a trending topic we want to start?
Let me get a number nine large. A number six with extra dip, 20, two number 45s,
a large one,
and a large soda.
New
and
topic,
a small,
new
fry.
Segment, new segment. Dead trends.
What about the dead trendities?
Dead end trends.
Dead end. Dead end.
His name isn't working.
Dead trendities. Dead trendities.
Dana, I'm leaving it to you. What is our hashtag? We're gonna
our
ask
hashtag?
The people to
what
send
was,
out.
What were some?
Our last,
of the, what
our
was
last
some
one
of
was
the,
Nuke
and,
Vermont.
What were some of the hashtags I said earlier in the episode?
I do not remember.
You don't remember? Neither do I.
Hashtag Vine is not dead.
No.
Hashtag Gary Johnson smokes weed.
Like
hashtag
Plants versus Zombies, but Plants versus Guantanamo Bay.
Hashtag Plants versus Guantanamo Bay.
Hashtag Plants versus Zombie Garden Warfare 9.
What?
That's it.
All right.
That's it.
Send us your hashtag PVZ.
PVZ 9.
9. No, GW 9. PVZ GW 9 tweets.
Yeah, PVZ GW 9.
We'll read those out. Next episode, we'll read those out.
No, that was a terrible hashtag. Can we change
yep.
that? Okay.
That's it.
Okay, fine.
You stated it.
Let's go. Let's do it.
All right.
Oh,
I think
boy.
That might be the episode.
Sweet. Well, then
we're going to save our...
thanks for listening, I mean.
We're going to hopefully do another episode before the end of the year. We're going to do our top of 2016.
We're going to do a...
Before we leave, we're
oh
gonna.
My God.
Before we leave,
this
we
episode
have,
is a year long.
Before we leave, we have one more sponsor. We're gonna review
it's
their
potato chips.
We're gonna
cheese
review their
and onion flavor.
We're gonna review their.
Let's all pass this around.
Their product right now, Tato.
Dude, I'm gonna take a sick hit off this.
Make sure to crunch into the mic.
These are Tato cheese and onion. Flavor potato crisp
on Ion,
the original Irish crisp. If you have not seen the package of this, it looks the little potato
four
man.
Four out of ten.
Looks like a corn pop with an arm wearing a Mr. Rogers.
I'm gonna give it
suit.
Not good out of ten.
A strong, light to strong four.
That was one of the worst potato chips I've ever had in my life.
Trash. So this episode was brought to you by Tato, worst chip ever.
Worst chip ever.
Jesus.
We'd like to thank our guests.
I want to equate that potato chip to Saturn cars.
Dysentery.
Every time I see a Saturn car, I just want to blow it up. Every time I see Tato potato chips, I want to blow it up.
Thank you. Tato, the real Irish chip, our sponsor.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. We'd like to thank our guests.
What the fuck?
You got to be a considerate host. We'd like to thank our guests.
Everyone, thanks for listening. Kelsey. To our podcast. No, it's not podcast.
Kelsey, where can people
thanks,
find
Kelsey,
you?
Thanks, Eamon. Thanks, Dana and Jordan and me as usual.
At AOL Ghost.
You can find me at K Frustery.
Do you have any future projects you're working on that people can look forward to?
Are you going
to
give yourself any plugs right now?
Yeah, I'm going to plug.
I'm going to get a drink. Non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic.
I'm gonna make an EP at some point. You could check that out. Or you could not check it out. That's your choice.
I'm also working on maybe an EP. The last EP I made was sad.
It
was
good.
What?
It was good.
You listened to it?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
What the fuck?
You asked me to listen to it, and I was like, this is really good.
Whoa. The last EP I recorded was on a Magic School Bus tape. And it was about depression.
They've got juice.
Brought to you by Simply Lemonade.
That was
with
a
raspberry.
Used glass from fuck knows how long ago. Probably from when we recorded our first episode.
Living on the edge.
This episode is brought to you by Simply Lemonade with raspberry.
Dana.
With raspberry.
Up? People can find you.
People can find me at _ not _ Dana.
You got any upcoming projects?
I have the mouse in my hand.
I'm attempting
to
periscope my own
right now.
Suicide, so.
You can find us all on Periscope, periscoping our own death.
Oh, Periscope my own death.
That's Nate at Nathaniel.
I'm
Jay.
Gonna hit
I'm
the stop recording button.
At Crazy _ Sellers. Next episode, we're gonna be going over
special
our top
guest
2016
Exit 19
movie,
next episode.
Music, gaming, dicks, all of it. We're probably gonna
amateur
kill
porn.
Ourselves too.
Jesus.
On Periscope.
Just end it already.
That's the podcast.
Bye bye.
Episode 2.
Episode 2.
Bye.